He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the August 7th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're off to a fairly good start here this morning, but again, I would maybe call this market stable today after some pretty volatile times here in the market recently. So we'll call it stable. The Dow is up 43 points. The Dow is at 16,486. The S&P 500 is up almost 5 points right now. It's at 1925. The NASDAQ is up almost 14 points. It's at 4,368. We have got gold at $1,306 per ounce, down a little bit today. It just hangs right around that 1300 area, doesn't it? Can't stray too far from there. The crude oil markets are up a little bit today, $97.03. You know, it's down $10, however, from its high of 107. I think maybe the Hamas premium has come out of oil for now. In addition to that, there are some inventory builds, as there are some idle refineries in America. And so that puts the squeeze on oil prices. It is a supply-demand equation. We have the 10-year yield. Okay, where are we on the 10-year yield today? We're at 2.47, which is about where we've been hanging out, not too far from that 2.50 mark that we've had here really since the beginning of the year. People continue to see the bond market and the dollar as safe havens, just in case any of these hot spots explode. So, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, the market at least has stabilized this week. When we look at last week, we had a 300-point down day. I believe that was last Thursday, and it was followed on Friday of last week by another triple digit gain of 100 plus points. And at least we've seen some stabilization this week. When I send out the newsletter this week, I will show, you know, what the markets did for the week. I gotta believe right now they're pretty flat on the week, if maybe not just a little bit down, but at least they've stabilized. It didn't crash. People that sold on that 300-point down day probably didn't do the right thing. We've had a mixed bag of earnings reports this week. You know, I would give this earnings season a B. I just don't see this as the red-hot market that it was in 2013 by any stretch of the imagination. By this time last year, we were probably up 25 or 30% in the market. And right now, we're struggling just to keep our head above water. In fact, several of the major indexes are negative so far this year. So obviously, a much, much tougher year. And I would say another big theme here in 2014, besides geopolitical concerns in Ukraine, in Israel, and in Iraq with ISIL, I would say the other big story is all of a sudden investors warming up to the emerging markets, which they have really shunned for the last 5 years. And I continue to see money, hot money, cooling off here in America as the stimulus has run its course. And money starting to move, which began late last year, overseas into the emerging markets like China and India and South America. And I continue also to move money. I bought another stock yesterday, a Chinese stock, a large cap Chinese stock. And if you looked at my newsletter last week, you saw a 10% purchase, total purchase with two investments that are in the Asia, China area. And to see what those are, of course, I send out the newsletter every week. You can get on my weekly newsletter mailing list at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Well, another big story this year is Putin. The maniacal madman, I don't know. He seems to do whatever he wants to do. And he, of course, has ordered government agencies to restrict imports of food and agricultural products from countries that have imposed sanctions, which is about every country in the world except for China and Iran, etc. Anybody who's imposed a sanction against him, he's going to restrict imports of food for 1 year. And we do import or export quite a bit to Russia in the way of grain especially, and chicken. No more American chicken in Russia. Go ahead, you guys can have that Chinese chicken. McDonald's won't even serve that stuff, but good luck with that, Mr. Putin. But so far, it seems to have very little impact on the U.S., his import sanctions. It has a heavier impact, I would say, on Europe. And I continue to see the European markets really wobble here. And, of course, I am considering here, I will make a decision by the end of the day on Friday whether or not I want to have a little short position in my trading account on Europe. We know that Italy is now back in recession. Greece is getting another bailout payment because they have met the goals that have been set for them. But they're going to be hurt. You know what? Putin's going to hurt himself because Russia depends heavily on imported foodstuffs, mostly from the West. You know, you're getting good stuff when you buy it from here, Mr. Putin. You're taking a risk in getting tainted Chinese chicken in your next bowl of chicken and rice soup or your McNuggets over there. And also, agricultural imports from the United States amounted to about $1 billion last year. So, yeah, it's going to hurt us a little bit, but it's not going to have that big of an impact. And in the past, Putin's come up with an entire list of goods from all around him. Lithuanian pork, apples from Poland. Nope, he says they're tainted. And it goes on and on in his way of striking back. Australian beef is also another one in the headlights of Mr. Putin because they've placed sanctions on him. No more Australian beef. Well, go ahead. Get your beef from Shanghai. Let's see how that stuff is. No more Moldovan fruit. No more Ukrainian juice. And meanwhile, here's the money line in my book, the one that probably escapes most of the headlines today, is NATO. NATO is getting involved. NATO is asking Ukraine if they would like a little bit of Western alliance support to defend the Ukraine. And you see, that's always been the big worry. Ukraine on its own, not a major player in the world economy, not a major military force, but Russia certainly still has a world power military force. What if, you know, the NATO countries were to get involved to stave off Mr. Putin, to keep him from invading the Ukraine? That's what we call an escalation of events. And there's a lot bigger bombs on a lot bigger countries out there that could unite behind Ukraine to stave off Mr. Putin. So I think it's going to get uglier before it gets better. That's obvious. Or does Putin just waltz in and dare the world to stop him? That's very, very likely, to be honest with you. As I watch Putin, and I watch his mannerisms, and I watch the way that he reacts to events, you know what? He's a classic in-your-face. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. I ain't going to cave. I ain't going to buckle. Things don't usually end up too well for people like that because they usually get themselves into some big hot water messes that they're too proud to back out of. But he seems to be going forward, and that continues to rock and roil the markets, and it's not going away anytime soon. In the meantime, every once in a while, the market will dip its toe into the water to see if it's safe. And then there will be more saber rattling, and it'll sell off and dip its toe back in the water, and it'll sell off. And this has been going on all year long now, hasn't it? For this reason, the Dow is slightly negative for the year. The small cap U.S. stocks, yeah, I mean, there's other factors beside that, but the Ukraine has definitely held our markets down, because everything we do to him, he retaliates back. So blame Putin for your 401k's non-performance this year, all right? And you can also point a finger at Janet Yellen and the Fed pulling away the punch bowl, which is probably time anyways. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, these are interesting times in the market, and you know what? Last year it was like every day I would go on the air and say new highs in the market today. This bull market rages. Continue to keep your foot on the accelerator. And I used to, last year it was, I sound like a broken record again, but it's all about biotechs, social media stocks, and U.S. small caps. Well, and I also always gave a little disclaimer at the end that this thing will not last forever. Eventually, this thing is going to come to an end. No big run in the market like that. An outsized performance can last forever. And it came to a screeching halt finally in March of this year. And the market made a dramatic shift. And so the question is, do you keep doing what you were doing last year, or do you shift with the market? Or do you just buy an index and throw up your hands and say, I'm just going to ride it up and down the roller coaster over the years and not worry about it? Or do you spread your money around into the various asset classes? At any given time, there's always one or two of them that are working, and there's always one or two of them that are getting clobbered. And then there's some in the middle that are just doing okay. Those are the choices that you have as an investor. Well, look, everybody does it their way. You may not agree with my way. You may think that, you know, it's better to have a passive investing strategy. Passive. You don't do much. You do very little. Index investing is passive. Asset allocation is passive. I believe in active money management. You have to be careful not to be overactive. Last year, I sat pretty chilly the whole entire year. Oh, I blocked in some profits along the way. But I was camped in the small cap U.S. camp the entire year of 2013. And I was loaded up in the biotechs, and I was loaded up in the social media stocks. But I also made drastic changes when the market started to change. And so far this year, there's really not been anywhere to camp out and make a whole lot of money. I mean, the Dow is negative for the year. Small caps are negative for the year. The emerging markets are doing okay, but they're only up 6%. They're not up to 25% that we were by this time last year in the U.S. market. So that's all you can do during times like this is do the best that you can do. We're kind of in a transition phase, and I've been transitioning along with the market. I do have a big winner in the market today. In fact, one of the biggest winners in the market. It's a San Diego stock that I have owned in the past that I got back into a few months ago, and I'm glad that I did. This was a $1 stock back in 2008, and today it's a $42 stock. And it's hitting not a new all-time high, but it's breaking out nicely today. It's up about 10% after their earnings report yesterday. The name of the company is Dexcom. The symbol is DXCM. It's a $3.1 billion company headquartered right here in San Diego, a hometown favorite, where our Chargers are gearing up for the coming season and where the Padres are gearing down. Although we do have a new GM, we took the Texas scout, head of scouting, international scouting. I guess the Padres, being so close to the border, makes sense to me. Let's go get some international players, because what we've been doing for the last 40 years, it hasn't worked. We've been to the World Series twice. Back to the stock market. Dexcom reported earnings that were better than expected. They developed continuous glucose monitoring systems for ambulatory use by patients with diabetes. In fact, I've had several people that use the Dexcom device write to me and send me emails telling me how much they like Dexcom's little device. Diabetes, obviously, is a growth industry. So all you got to do is go to the ball game, go to Disneyland, go to the county fair. We're eating deep fried Krispy Kreme donuts with burger patties and two slices of cheese in the middle. Diabetes is a growing industry, and I continue to play diabetes stocks. I have over the years. I've owned Novo Nordisk over the years, the biggest maker of insulin in the world. I don't own it currently. It's a company based out of the Netherlands. I've owned other diabetes-related stocks over the years. My play currently in diabetes is Dexcom. Let's take a look at the particulars here. Over the last 10 years, or actually, Dexcom has not been around for 10 years. They've been around about 8 years since they went public. Over the last 5 years, Dexcom's stock to its shareholders has delivered 42% per year. Those are some pretty solid numbers. Obviously, there's no guarantees going forward. We're just looking at the batting average here. We're turning the baseball card over, and we're looking at the back. We're looking at the stats. Five-year batting average, 41% per year. What's the five-year batting average of the market? 14% per year. Okay. So we know that Dexcom has almost tripled the returns of the market over the last 5 years. There must be something good going on there. Over the last 3 years, again, no predictor of the future. Just here's what it's done in the past. Turn the baseball card over. 3 year batting average, 50% per year. Markets delivered 17% per year. Again, it has tripled the returns of the market. Now, in this golden age of biotech, which we've seen over the last 12 months, and then it came to a screeching halt in March, did a big dive. And then the good ones, I said at that time, now it's time to step up and buy the best ones. And one of the ones that I got back into was Dexcom. And I got back into about four or five others, which you can see in my newsletter. I publish it every weekend. Dexcom over the last 12 months is up 74%. The market's up 13. Now that's five times what the market's done. Needless to say, it has a pretty good five-year batting average. It has a pretty good three-year batting average. It has a pretty good 12-month batting average. In fact, a phenomenal 12-month batting average. And it's having a very good week as they come in with earnings that were better than expected. I have 3,853 stocks in my database. Dexcom currently comes in at number 70. And when I bought it several months ago, it was because it was moving up in rank again. I made a lot of money in this stock during the golden age of biotech in 2013. I sold it in the February-March time frame, and then I got back into it after it swooned. And now it's starting to roll again. Very hard to put a target price on Dexcom. They're just barely starting to turn a profit. In fact, I don't know if they were profitable. I'll have to look at their quarter that they just reported. But they're only expected to make 10 cents in earnings. But their sales are growing at about a 50 to 60% per year clip right now. And it's just a matter of time before they become a profitable company. In fact, they're expected to grow over the next 5 years at about 33% per year. And if you look at the stock chart, you can see what I mean. It broke through its resistance level on Thursday with the breakthrough resistance. And it is a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. This is a $3.1 billion company. Not a recommendation, just an example of a best stock now, in my opinion. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And as always, we'll be writing the newsletter again this weekend, putting that out. I'm trying to get it out earlier this week. I'm going to try to get it out, believe it or not, by Friday. So if you'd like to get on the mailing list, you can go to our website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to talk to us about money management, I'm the guy that does the money management, so you're not probably going to talk to me. But Craig Munson, and actually his daughter Lindsay, too, they handle a lot of calls for me, and great people to talk to. Craig's worried about all you folks over in Hawaii. He's got a vacation condo over there, I know, and on the Big Island, and we know about what's going on over there, so... our prayers are with you over there in Hawaii. First hurricane in like 22 years. If you'd like to talk with us, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. The app on a daily basis, I think it hit 5 this week, was the highest it's been. It's been as high as number 2 in the world as far as financial grossing apps. And I think it's fair to say it's one of the top financial apps in the world. And we'll be at the San Francisco Money Show, showing it off, beating our chest, bragging about it a little bit, showing people how it works. That's in August, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We'll have a little booth there. It's at the San Francisco Hilton downtown. It's got to be within walking distance of the Tadich Grill, one of my favorite places in the world to dine. Well, I'll be giving a workshop at 9 a.m. on Saturday in the Silicon Valley, right there in San Francisco, right there at the Hilton on the Union Square. Doesn't cost anything. It is a limited room, though, however, and there will be a lot of people at the Money Show competing for those spots. So if you want to reserve a spot, 9 a.m. Saturday, August the 23rd. You can either call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or you can go onto our website at pwstreet.com and tell us you want to reserve a spot or two, or how many, to the San Francisco Money Show. What will my subject be? It's going to be on the current state of the market. I don't know what it'll be at that time. That's a few weeks from now. Right now, my current state of the market report is yellow flag. I'm really cautious on the U.S. markets, and I continue to move money overseas. And we'll see where we're at a few weeks from now. All right, another stock. It's not all bad. There are still pockets. We just talked about Dexcom, which is breaking out today, one of the biggest winners in the market. And I still own a lot of stocks. I have done some selling this past week, but I still continue to own my very best ones. I've also done a little buying this past week. This will be an interesting newsletter to check out this week. You can see what I'm selling, what I'm lightening up on, and where I'm going with that money, what I'm adding to my portfolios, what I'm deleting, and what I'm adding. PWStreet.com. Okay, let's take a look at another stock here that seems to be doing just fine right now in this environment. In fact, I like the fact that they recently converted and got the permission to become a real estate investment trust, a REIT. This is a different kind of REIT. They don't own hotels. They don't own shopping centers. They don't own apartment complexes. They own cellular towers used by wireless service providers and TV and radio broadcast companies. This is a profitable business. I grew up, my father was in the billboard business. That was a very profitable business because that billboard, once it was up in the ground, brought in revenue every single month, as long as there were advertisers on that billboard. American Tower works pretty much the same way. They either buy the land that the towers are on, or they lease the land that the towers are on. Once they own the tower, then the providers come to them asking to use space on their towers. And look at how the earnings have grown at American Tower since 2011. Earnings have grown by 26% per year. Now, being a REIT, they also pay a little dividend here. They pay a dividend yield of 1.5% right now. Now let's take a look at the performance of American Tower over the years. And in fact, as I look at a chart of this stock right now, it appears to be hitting new all-time highs. People have really warmed up to it again since it got the okay to become a REIT. Over the last 10 years, American Towers has delivered 22% per year to investors. That's a phenomenal 10-year run, isn't it? During that same period of time, the market's delivered 6% per year. Over the last 5 years, American Towers delivered 25%. Now, these aren't Dexcom-like numbers, but these are solid, consistent numbers, aren't they? Over the last 3 years, American Towers delivered 26% per year. Now, this is the combined return of the dividend yield, which is currently 1.5%, and the capital appreciation. American Tower over the last 12 months is up 40%. American Tower gets a performance grade of A-. It gets a momentum grade of A-. This is one of the top performing stocks in the market. It's one of the stocks that's flourishing. Think about it. Everybody now has a cell phone. You know, I walk on my way downtown and I'll see some poor guy homeless in a sleeping bag, messing around with his iPhone. Now, I don't know. Look, how they get them, well, you know, it's obviously an important item. And cell phone, have you got your cell phone bill this month? You know, I have all kinds of people. Everybody's on my plan. I think maybe that homeless guy's on my plan somehow, because I get the bill every month and I'm not happy. But you got to have cell phones for your business to be connected. Your family, you got to have cell phones for all the family members. You got to get on the family plan so you can all text one another and send pictures. And it's a different age that we live in. We got a grandbaby, 8 months old now, in Rexburg, Idaho. And we get movies now sent to us on a regular basis of her talking, first teeth, first taste of broccoli, first ride at Disneyland. Hi, Grandma. Can't talk yet, but makes the expressions. It's a different world that we live in. I can remember back, you know, when my sister was in college, like 40 years ago, we'd call her every Sunday night when the rates were cheap, the long distance rates were cheap. There was no texting. There was no FaceTime. There was none of this. No sending pictures instantaneously in high definition. It's a different world that we live in today. And cell towers just sit there and rake in the money, don't they? Because you got to pay to be on the cell tower. American Tower has had a terrific record of returns to its investors. Now let's take a look at the valuation of American Tower. Well, it's not the cheapest stock around, and it's also not the most expensive stock around. It currently has a P.E. ratio of 23. You know, I mean, this is a superior stock. This is not round steak here. This is a T-bone. This is a good company. This is a quality company that has produced quality returns, and you're going to have to pay up a little bit. And if you say, well, I don't know about that. Well, look at a chart, too, of the stock, how it broke out, about 2 months ago. And it's hitting new highs right now. AMT American Tower, of the 3,853 stocks In my database, the Best Stocks Now database, American Tower comes in at number 7. And it is a stock that I own in my conservative growth accounts. I want to say in my income accounts. I'll have to check on that. But it is one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. And it also has that good, very good stock chart that I like so much here as part of my investing process. American Tower, AMT, on the New York Stock Exchange. All right. Well, we will come back in the last little bit here. I want to talk about some of the things I'll be covering in the upcoming newsletter. These are difficult times. This is not 2013, where everybody thought they were a great stock picker because you just picked a few biotechs and they went up. These are difficult times, and I'm doing my best on a weekly basis to analyze these times and to give you good advice on what I'd be doing now with my 401k and my investment accounts. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we'll be writing the newsletter again this weekend. These are some perilous times. You know, I mean, this is not a time to be nonchalant, casual with your portfolio. I think it needs some tight money management at the current time. Last year, we could kind of let the reins loose, couldn't we? Give the horse his head, let him go, man. That's what it was all about last year, as the stimulus was still in the system, still in the veins, still in the arteries of our economy here in the U.S. Bernanke was still at the helm, and the punch bowl was still flowing. The bond buyback program was still happening. Interest rates were still being held down artificially low. And then they started to warn that the punch bowl was going to be taken away at some point in time, and that the taper would begin. And that really changed the entire market climate. At that point in time, the market started getting more defensive, but we ended the year on a very high note, and we started off 2014 on a very high note. And then the new Fed chair took her place, and she immediately, first day on the job, said, you know, we're going to be looking at a Fed rate hike out there somewhere on the horizon. She even used the word 6 months after we achieve our unemployment target, which at the time was 6.5%. We're now at 6.2%. We've achieved the Fed's unemployment target, but they haven't raised interest rates yet, but they keep rattling the saber that they're coming. Not only did she mention the looming interest rate hike somewhere out there on the horizon, which hadn't been on the horizon because Bernanke, it's all he ever said was, you know, it's just indefinite. We're holding off indefinitely. Well, now the indefinite is gone, and now it's out there somewhere. And you would think, what in the heck, in a quarter point interest rate hike, why does that bring everything to a standstill? Well, it has. It's brought the housing market really to a standstill. It's brought the economy, you know, we were down 2.9 the first quarter of this year. Then we had a 4% print. When all is said and done, we were up like 1% for the first half of the year. And now you've got the geopolitical concerns. You've got the two big ones right now. Israel's on pause right now. They're on hold right now while they have discussions. It doesn't seem like the Palestinians could take much more. Something's got to give over there. They're getting clobbered. And Hamas, they want to fight to the death, and I don't think the Palestinians are on board with that one because they're the ones that are being used to fight to the death, while Hamas sits back in their headquarters in Qatar. In the meantime, you've got the Ukraine situation, which just gets worse by the day. And now you've even got NATO warning that they could put together a Western alliance to keep Mr. Putin from invading and taking over Ukraine like he did Georgia several years ago. Those are big, big geopolitical events. And lastly, ISIL, the jihadists, they continue to advance in Iraq. In fact, I just saw a news item come out that the oil fields in Kurdistan will see double-digit declines after the Islamic State militants advance closer to the oil fields. Yep. So, you know, if they hit those southern oil fields in Iraq, then oil becomes a big wild card. Yes, right now it's $97 per barrel. It's a supply issue right now. It's a supply-demand thing. But it's a powder keg that could be set off at any time with any one of these three geopolitical events escalating. So we'll watch and see. And every week in the newsletter, I take a look at the leading asset classes in the world. There really hasn't been one dominant one. You can't say, oh, gee, gold's been the place to be. It's up 5%. You definitely can't say that the U.S. stock market's been the place to be. The Dow negative, small caps in negative territory. You could say, well, you know, the emerging markets, you know what, I'll go along with that one. It's up 6, 7% so far this year, and certain emerging markets are up even more than that. The bond market, yeah, that's a safety place. That's not a place to make money. That's a place to park your money until global events pass over. We just had Goldman Sachs say that over the next 5 years, stocks are going to clobber the returns of bonds, and I'm on board with that. In fact, they predict that bonds will do 1% per year over the next 5 years, and they predict that stocks will do 6. That's at least Goldman Sachs' prediction. That's a big, big discrepancy between bonds and stocks. But in the meantime, the stock market for now is just kind of stuck, and it's flailing back and forth above the line, below the line, after a red-hot year last year. Another thing that I report on every week in the newsletter are the leading indexes in the world. This is a year to kind of get out of the U.S. and look for other opportunities overseas. I've been trickling some money overseas all year long, and it's been coming out of the U.S. and going to other markets that have underperformed our markets by a wide, wide margin over the last 3 and 5 years. And I also take a look at the sectors in the market. What are the best sectors? How are they doing? Are there any good ones that we should be? Last year it was two sectors that led the market. This year I can't say that there's been any one sector that's led the market. We've had some starts and some stops and some starts and some stops and nothing's really followed through. So it's going to be very important going forward. This major bull market primary trend, which began in March of 2009, is still intact. At least it was as of last Friday. And I've kept you in this market this whole entire time. I've become cautious from time to time, raised a little cash, but I never said that the bull is over. It's time to go to the sidelines and do something else. But there will come a time at some point in the future. That's why it might not be a bad idea to just check the first few pages of the newsletter every week. That goes out to everybody, whether you're a subscriber, whether you're a client or not. You can go onto my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. And then check out my tweets throughout the day. I sent out about 5 yesterday. Only things that really stand out to me. I don't tell you what I'm having for lunch. Only things that really stand out to me, I send out a little tweet. And you can take a look and see at least what I'm doing here as a professional money manager, managing money for a lot of people across America. And if you're interested in our services, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Don't forget that San Francisco Money Show, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.